It's no secret the NFL has a problem with race. Think Colin Kaepernick. Think Brian Flores. But this isn't a new problem. It's one that started as far back as the 1930s, with a ban on black players in the NFL, with a past that informs the present. Blackballed is a new miniseries podcast from The Ringer about the four men who broke the color barrier in football. I'm your host, Chelsea Stark Jones. Blackballed is dropping soon on The Ringer NFL feed.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner, to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Take it away.
Mike.
The Jesse Gibson day.
Welcome back from the weekend. Did you have a good weekend, Michael?
You were with me, so you already know the answer.
Here's
the issue with today's show. I don't care for days like today. I'm not actually checked out, although I could easily be, but I'm not.
No, you're not.
Here's the problem. I feel like you and I are in a good place right now. There's no animosity. Our best shows come from a little bit of anger and animosity. Today, there's nothing. We're just sitting here joking, just hanging out like old buddies, and now we're going to work.
Do you want me to start something? You want me to start some beef? I don't really have anything.
That'll legitimately just make me not react and be angry.
Okay.
We did have beef with Cage.
There's some beef having
the clown lawyer who's coming on today to defend his kid and their dumb take on series one. Is that fair?
Do you know that I was going back through Chartable and I think the episode we had Cage on back last year did pretty well. Now, granted, for whatever reason, I don't know why that was, because the next time we had him on, it did okay. But I think maybe people enjoy Cage coming on.
We're going to start with a segment today called What's That Break?
Okay.
Jesse hands me a package that is a good 20 cards deep.
I haven't had a chance to look at it. I've been very busy.
Only person in the breaking game who spends a number of dollars, hundreds in this case.
I don't always do that. That's a very rare thing.
But you get the cards and you haven't even looked. When did the package come in, first of all?
A few days ago.
Oh, my God. You haven't
even,
what's wrong with you?
I have been busy, dude.
You're like a drug addict. You go to the corner. You're like, I'll take that. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to let this hang in the top drawer for a week.
It ages. It's like a fine wine. Gets better with
the
time.
The drugs. Okay,
we have to cut all the drug talk.
No, we don't.
Can we just leave that?
That's good talk.
Like pharmaceutical.
Actually, speaking of things I'm not happy about, I didn't realize. Was that Eddie or was that Carlos who went behind my back and cut that audio last week? Who was that? Is it Eddie or Carlos? Just tell me that.
Carlos. And he didn't do anything on his own. We just confirmed. And you just happened to be out of the room.
Dude doesn't show up for an appointment. I make some comments about time zone because he's an idiot who missed it.
And
you cut the entire audio. I did not care for that, but that's fine. Okay, guess that break. Do you think you hit in this break that would be of any worth? Does anything stand out to you? Tell me that.
So this was the baseball break that I bought into. I know that much.
Two separate breaks, by the way.
Yes. Yeah.
Bowman's Best, a little Topps Ginter Chrome, and then a Gilded and Best mixer.
Yes.
Take it away.
So the one that was the Gilded, the Best, and I think there was like a Topps 5-star in there too. That one, I had the most teams, but that's also why I think on that one alone, I probably spent close to $400. And I know for a fact I had like a guy from the Expos, which of course Expos is no longer a thing. But
you ever heard of him, by the way? Hall of Fame player.
I had not heard of
Andre Dawson. Never
hadn't. Yeah.
He's I say he's Hall of Fame. I believe he is. The Hawk.
I just remember the Expos because I remember looking it up thinking, like, is Expos even a team? And so I did Nationals. Feel pretty good knowing that I didn't think that was a team anymore. That's and fair. I was right. They weren't. But that being said, no, I cannot remember what it was. It was a very late at night. Again, I made a mistake by spending as much. Granted, I'm glad it was on our own app.
Okay, so you're gilded. The one number to 99 did 49 and 41. Yours is number to 25. Let's put that at $60.
Really?
Andre Dawson-Otto sitting in a package for a week. Your boy, sports boy over there.
$60, bro. I'm already like almost out of the hole. What is that?
That's 15%. Okay, so I'm going nuts here, bub. You in Bowman's
we
best,
have more stuff coming up, by the way, guys. We got hot and cold players, NBA.
No, this guess. Is the show. We're going to read cards you can't see. Then I'm going to open big a box you week. Can't see.
Okay.
And then we're going to be done.
Okay,
good. So you got that. I'm going through the rest of this. I actually don't think that you did not make your 400 back. Okay. But you've got a number of cards here I think I grade out. Just really? Cheap with SGC.
Can maybe. I grade the Expo?
There's no reason to do that.
Okay, yep. Good. I don't want
the
to.
The Gilded Auto's not. Yep. Okay, so just other hits you got for the...
Why do you say there's no reason to do that? Because it's not a 101 or anything.
No, it's not going
to
increase the value. Like, I don't think that's going to gem anyways, that thick card with those gold edges. And I don't think it'll increase the value either way.
Fair enough.
Not for the Hawk.
Okay.
So you got an Elijah Green refractor out of Best. It's a few bucks. A Brady Singer numbered out of 45 from Optic. You got a Max Kepler auto numbered to 99. A Jose Miranda numbered card out of Best. See, like this Suzuki Best refractor, I'd probably grade. A 10 probably does 30 or 40 bucks. Really? I'm guessing. Nice number, Jonathan India. A gold out of Gilded. The gold Dave Winfield to 50. The Danny DeAndre 101 plate auto from Best. That's going to be.
Yeah. That one, I think I looked that one up. I don't think it was.
I wonder if that's 40 as the or 50 player. Bucks.
Yeah, it wasn't as much as I was hoping for a one of one.
And then you got just a stack of like the cheap hits. Yasser Mercedes refractor, a couple bucks. Jose Miranda refractor, Elijah Green refractor, Vaquero, James Woods. I actually think another Ellie De La Cruz, another Suzuki. I think you, if you grade out correctly.
Okay.
And do well.
Yep.
Which are two things you're not going to be able to do on your own. I will have to hold your hand like a child.
But I've got you there. I got you there.
Happy to help.
Yep.
Partnership, where I do the work and you take the credit.
Yeah. No, it's good.
In our MO. Everybody's I'm going to say you get two to 250 back out of that whole stack.
Hello.
Again, I think we had a great.
Did you hear that, babe? Your husband's a real winner today. Only lost us half the money.
It's better than you usually do in the stock market. Am I right?
The futures are
right
hard.
Am I right or am I wrong?
It's hard. Commodities and futures are, they move really fast. I also bought some other stuff, comic book stuff. We'll go over that another time. I haven't had a chance to look at that
either.
I just
like to see you getting just going nosedive into the hobby. Nosedive in life, too.
I also, okay, well,
sorry.
Don't know if that one was needed, but I think I'm doing okay. But I got an SGC return, which has some really cool cards. I'll be able to do a reveal. I'm going to show that.
When did you do that?
That was from you. I realized I set it down the day. When I'm in the office, it's like office zone. I got so much going on. And I just set stuff beside me and it gets lost in the other piles. And
Here's the thing about you. You're an impulsive child all day. Yeah. Can't wait for anything. Yep. You've had a break sitting here for 4 days.
Yep.
I gave you those cards like 2 weeks ago.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, that's accurate. Uh-huh.
What is wrong with you? Oh, despicable. Okay. We can talk about anything else.
NBA update. Sure. Hot and cold players. We wanted to talk a little bit about that before Cage comes on. This is a subject that I've been trying to up my game a little bit with my NBA knowledge, especially with the playoffs coming up on April 15th.
Is that when it starts, tax day?
April 15th is the beginning of the playoffs. We've got a number of teams that are still in contention in both divisions. But there are right now some guys who we can obviously probably say they're not going to do anything for us as far as our card investments go. Okay. I would like for you, Michael, I've got five players who are considered what would be the biggest disappointments at this point. I would like you to tell me those five names without looking. You don't know.
Biggest disappointment in the hobby?
Yeah.
Or
investments?
In
maybe. And you
so
can,
whose cards
I think you
are
can
down?
Consider it as who people thought would be good starting the season versus where we are now. Not like when they were a rookie or anything, but starting the season.
All right. I got you. LeBron James.
No.
Anthony Davis.
No.
Okay.
Guys who at the beginning of the season probably.
Cade Cunningham.
Yep.
That's what one. Number is he?
Cade is actually, I believe, number four on this list. So, yeah, injuries have not helped him right now.
Like a guy like Tatum is not on there. He's doing well.
No. Yeah.
And Luka, I know his prices have come down. Luka is not on there. Yep. Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I have to get a little.
You've got a 2021 rookie in the number five
LaMelo.
Spot. He LaMelo's on here, but he is not 2021. Nope, Scotty Barnes.
Scotty, which is interesting. Scotty's played really well.
But apparently pricing is down. Okay. Yeah.
LaMelo's on there?
So LaMelo is on here, and he's number three. He is down quite a bit as well.
Kevin Durant.
Durant, no.
He was already in the tank.
But you will...
Kyrie.
No, as soon as you hear the names, you will... No, you're thinking... You're thinking in the right area, but not big enough.
Joker?
Who's had really big card prices recently? Maybe they were shooting their mouths off in a certain way.
Steph?
I'll just say gun, if that was not clear enough.
Oh, Jaja Binks.
Ja Morant has gotten hurt. We talked about that on the last episode, I think, in fact. But
I think he rebounds. Times, I think he's the best buy in basketball right now.
I mean, who's the other guy? Fair. And the last one, number one. So he's been a speculative one for a long time.
Zion.
Yeah.
Zion is down that far from the start of the season still, huh?
I mean, he just keeps getting injured.
At what point do I just send this entire lot to PC Sports or Sellers?
Five star
cards. Like, I'm just going to consign the whole lot on eBay and not look at it.
Honestly, at this point, Zion is, even for me, who obviously loves a little speculation and diving into things I probably shouldn't be, I think Zion for me is even too risky. Like,
I just don't know what he's supposed to do. When's he going to come back anyways? And how long is he going to be on the court when he's back?
That's the thing.
So Zion, give me the names. Zion, Ja, LaMelo. Ja, I take off. Because if Ja doesn't have the gun thing, which is unforeseeable, because that team's doing well and he's playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have number six, by the way?
No, I just have top
that's
five.
Fine, that's fine. So Zion, I agree. LaMelo, a dumpster fire. And LaMelo got hurt. The team's not playing well. Mm-hmm. I think the shine on him, too, was like last year, well, man, this team's actually played okay, and they've made a bit of a playoff run. Then he got hurt, but maybe in the future.
I think they're second to last right now.
Yeah, they're playing like garbage. He's missing a bunch of time again.
Yep.
Who were the other three?
Cade.
Injured. So again, Cade is probably a very good buy in the offseason, especially if Detroit gets another person to play with him. Like, they've got a good young roster already. You add another player, that might be an exciting team. So I can excuse that. He's going to miss the whole season. Next.
And then Scotty Barnes. He was number five on this list. That's, I think, people are expecting more from...
I guess the market, too. Like, nobody cares about that market. I don't know.
Yeah, because he was rookie of the year, I believe. And
he's a very good player, by the way.
High expectations that I think he just hasn't lived up to. But so that was... Okay, we talked about the bad. Let's talk a little bit about the good.
The other thing with Scotty, by the way, he plays for the Raptors. Like, nobody... That's not helping anybody, him being stuck up in Toronto.
I went to school with a kid whose cousin played for the Raptors.
Who?
Oh, his name was Jarvis. Oh, and I looked it up. He was actually not a bad player. Before the end of the show, I'll know it.
Is this the same kid who punched you in the face in school?
No, his name was Josh. I'm not going to use his last name.
He lives in town, though.
He does.
Pay that kid a visit.
Well, if he's out of prison, he lives in town.
Maybe we're not going to pay him a visit.
No.
Punching is not where it started with Josh. Not where it stopped with Josh,
not
apparently.
Not where it stopped, but that's okay. You know?
Of that list, let me just say then, I don't like any of those guys as a buy right now.
Not Ja either.
Scotty, Ja I love. Okay. Aside from Ja, though. You know, Scotty... I just don't know what he's supposed to do to increase pricing. That's the issue. Because he came out so high, but realistically, you're on a team that's going to barely make the playoffs, if at all. You're not winning a round, and you're in Toronto. I don't know what ups. And he's not a flashy player, although Scotty, I think, is a very good player. He's almost like a Tim Duncan type, just a very fundamental good player. So it kind of makes sense. LaMelo, I just have no more use for. Zion, like you said, at some point, just got to be done. Cade in the offseason, maybe, though. It's not the worst.
He is still young. I mean, he's got time to recover.
And very good. Like, if he played a full, healthy season last year, he's got a good chance as anybody win Rookie of the Year. So I don't mind Cade. I don't mind Ja. But the other guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think, too, like, who had a chance even, like, just to redeem themselves because their team's doing well. And, the Scotty Barnes Raptors play, they are number nine seed, I believe, right now. So I guess there's still a chance. But they're still...
You know who's way up in value, by the way, is Joker. Remember I was by Buckles Prism a couple months ago for $400 for PSA 10s. They're now doing $650 to $700.
I'm going to be honest. On this list of guys going up, I didn't have time to do the research on all of them. So,
you have the up list?
Yeah.
Give me the up list.
All right. So do you want to take any stabs?
Well, Joker's apparently not on there.
He's not on the list. And honestly, there is one, because we're going to talk about him with some SGC news, who's doing very well. And this is, again, based on card value. So
De'Aaron Fox.
Yes. De'Aaron Fox is on here. In fact, he is number three.
Playing very well.
Yes.
Tyrese Halliburton.
This is going to be top six.
Tyrese Halliburton.
No, Halliburton is not on here.
Now I'm trying to think of guys who like got injured. How many of the names do you know on there? Because you don't know De'Aaron Fox.
What's funny
right?
is, or yeah, I did know De'Aaron Fox. I don't know the number two, but I know all the other spots. I don't know why the name. It's a 2018 player.
Shy?
Shy is on this list, but he is not the one. Shy is on here in the number four spot as a good player investment.
Which he should be, by the way. Yeah. Killing, I mean, scoring a ton of points. And yes. His prices are not crazy inflated because the team's garbage. I think you just keep holding that dude. There's no reason to sell him.
Okay.
Jamal Murray?
Jamal Murray is on here. Actually, hang on. Let me make sure that I thought I saw him.
There's only six names.
Yeah, no, I know, but they start running together when I've looked at like so many reports before we came in here. Jamal Murray is actually not on here. I apologize. No, I saw him on something
Jason
else.
Jason Tatum.
Tatum, no.
Crap. Durant, Luka.
Nope. You're going to want to go a little younger. How about this?
Just give me the names.
The okay. Number six is a 2017 rookie. I forgot this one. I don't know either. Lauri
Markkanen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a great start to the season with the Jazz, although he's fallen off. Okay. Markkanen. That makes sense. So because he was in the dollar bin. I mean,
but that's the thing. Yeah. I think he's come up quite a ways.
Is he number one?
No. He's number six on
Who's
the list.
Five?
Number five is Jaren Jackson.
Really?
2018, Jaren Jackson.
Yeah. Why?
I think he's Grizzlies. He's done pretty well over. I don't know if you've checked out his
stats.
I'm
just surprised. He's like a third man there. Ja, Bane.
Yeah, but recent. I mean, he's been putting up some numbers recently.
But this is based on the whole season. This is based on their value opening day versus now, basically.
Yes.
Okay, he spiked recently. That makes sense. Okay. I'm not buying him, by the way.
Okay. Then there was SGA. Then De'Aaron Fox.
SGA and De'Aaron Fox, I think you just hold. The Kings are weird, man. I honestly think you go either way with Fox. You could literally dump him right now thinking, well, the Kings are a cute regular season team and they're playing great and whatever. But it's not going to last. I mean, right?
The Kings are second, I believe.
They're tied with the Grizzlies. They're the second seed in the West, which is just insane to me.
Well, I was looking it up, too, because they've got Keegan Murray, the rookie this year.
Sabonis playing, because they have a good team. Yeah. I just wonder with them, like, so do you view that as, hey, this guy is kind of peaked out right now because they're not going to win a series? Or do you say, you know, they're going to win a series. They're going to kind of pull off some sort of, even though it wouldn't be an upset, I still think it would be interesting in 2023 if the Kings win a playoff series. That'd be cool to see.
I mean,
I almost think you hold the guy.
Point, but
okay,
I don't know how they typically perform in playoffs.
They don't make the playoffs.
Jalen Brunson is number two.
Okay, interesting.
Jalen Brunson.
The Knicks have been a little bit more of a run lately. Okay.
And lastly,
but not leastly,
I think it's Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges.
Mikal. Okay. But
interesting.
Yes. Yeah, he's number one on the list. Apparently, he's done rather well compared to what people were expecting this year.
I have no opinion on him, by the way.
He's gone up $149, I guess, his Prism Silver PSA 10 from the beginning of the season. Again, I'm not saying any of these are necessarily buys, but they are definitely viewed as guys who've gone up in the hobby, especially if they've already gone up. It's hard to say buy anybody who's up right now. So
the Celtics are tanking, by the way.
They're not tanking. Are they, third?
Third in the league now.
Yeah.
Gross.
I mean, they're 2.5 games back.
Every time they start losing games too, Jaylen Brown has to start talking. And I don't know.
Wait, was he the one who was saying the stuff about Celtics fans?
Yeah, which I don't know. Some of these guys, I'm like, well, what's the point? There's dumb fans in every fan base. Why do you acknowledge them?
Yeah.
Most guys love Jaylen Brown, wouldn't trade him for the. I mean, dude, 2-3 months ago, people were like, we can't trade Jaylen Brown for Durant. Like the fan base loves you, dude. Just be quiet. That's about a tough story. Although then it's like, well, don't tell me to be quiet. I'm not just going to shut up and dribble the ball. Okay. Well, then when you say things, like address people who like are worthy of being addressed. All right. So there you go. There's your ups and downs of the NBA season.
Yeah. Someone recently. Okay. So I took some criticism and I'm trying to apply this to make myself better, to make the show better. That's not the crit.
I jogged.
It's more show criticism. Okay. You jogged today. You're not really a calisthenics man.
I got up at 6 a.m. Went to the gym.
Really? How'd you just jog? Just cardio, or
no,
did you do other?
Smashed the arms for a little bit. Okay. I've not been going to the gym for the last 2-3 months. I've just been useless.
Really?
Got up early, 6 a.m. Pop right out of bed. Miserable as anything.
Hated life. Go.
Ended the workout with a 5-minute uphill jog. It's not a crazy incline, but I was like, you know what? Five quick minutes. Got home. Shipped over 110 packages with Timmy Boy. Came in here.
You start your day early.
But
you
then here's the thing.
Run.
I'm home by 1. I'm sleeping until 5. I wake up for dinner.
That is not true.
Taking my parents to Demos tonight. That's fun.
Are you really?
We're going to take them down to like a nice dinner. Then mom yesterday was like, have you heard of this Demos place?
That is a nice dinner, bro.
If you're 60, I told him, I was like, this is perfect. She's 60, he's 70. I was like, this is
nice
right
Italian
up your alley.
Steak dinner.
Want a nice sit down at 3:58 p.m. That's for dinner, folks. That's not a late lunch. Just kidding. Go ahead. What were you were talking about? You're making improvements.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just funny that two of the notes that we've gotten recently on reviews on Apple were just like, I know, but I do like to read them in case there is something I can work on. And a couple guys had said something about the sports boy gimmick. And I'm like, I don't know exactly what that means.
Wait a minute, I looked one up. Do they think like you know more about sports than you do?
Well, that was kind of the consensus, at least on, so I reached out to one of them. I found them on Twitter.
What are you stalking these people?
Oh, I stalk anybody who leaves less than a 5-star review.
Did that guy ever, did you ever leave a review for that eBay guy?
I was a big man in more ways than one.
Just to be clear, big man, you sent me pictures of his house, his address.
I said you, no one else. No one else knows that.
That guy better be careful.
He's fine. He's safe.
Allegedly.
For now.
Has he gone missing?
I reached out to him. I just asked, like, and apparently we met at a show before. He said, like, really enjoyed you and I. He enjoys the podcast. He was just like, sometimes it's a bit much as far as like what I pretend not to know. Cause there are times where I'll pretend not to know something either in sports or in the realm of card grading, whatever you want to say about the hobby. So I told him I'm going to try and do a little bit better. Granted, I still don't know. There's still a large amount I don't know about sports, and there's less than, but there's still things I don't know about the hobby. So I can't say I'll always not have that, but I also feel like asking those questions, being the guy who does that, is a good place for newbies to come into. So
I don't think you're underestimating either. Like, I know you know a few things about sports now, but at the same time, it's not like you're playing up this role of being dumb and you're sitting at home watching sports every night. Or ripping cards every night.
But I do watch more, and I do. There are times where it's like I will purposely just, I don't know when I actually do know. But yeah, I told him I'm going to tone it down a little bit, but I can't say for sure it'll all go away because it won't, because I don't know all of it. That being said,
all right, Cage is here. We've been joking offline because he couldn't get his audio to work. Just like you can't get his takes on baseball product to work. So this kind what I did there? What I did there? Zing.
That was good. Really good.
Happy to get your thoughts on life. But first of all, I do need to recap the situation. The only reason you're on here is to defend this terrible take.
Are you
take.
Recapping it, or are you going to let him recap it?
His call.
Oh, he's going to recap
it. Yeah, I'd like to recap it.
Please.
So, Cage and his buddy Andrew, the boxer. Ooh, tough week for Andrew that week, by the way. I was not even first on the list of people he wanted to hit.
Oh, I forgot. Let me put my necklace on while you're talking.
Uh-oh.
It's a neon necklace.
He's showing something off. He's bragging in some way.
Like Charizard BGS10s going necklaces. I got my City Connect Salvador Perez Tops.
Oh, this is the Tops card. This is from the box.
I'm just going to wear. This is what I hit in the box. I made a necklace out of it. So go ahead. Recap.
So Cage and his buddy Andrew decide to have a guy on who works in marketing, mind you, from Fanatics. And Cage then just goes on a tirade about how much he hates Series 1 and how little Johnny Boy didn't get his cards that he wanted. The record.
Be consistent.
Tell the people what Timmy did pull, though. What was that auto he pulled? You told me this off air, and I remembered.
He pulled Ryan Mountcastle.
Gold.
Was his auto.
Out of 50.
Oh, what?
Gold out of 50, yeah, yes. Uh-huh. In our third box, yes.
That's a loaded box right there, bro.
I don't know about that, but...
He pulled the Ryan Mountcastle base in the one before
What is your point about Series 1, though? Because this did irritate me.
It obviously irritated you. So a couple questions, right? You've set it up nicely. Okay. Number one.
Thank you. Unbiased.
Hour and 14-minute episode. How much of it did you listen to?
Oh, God. You think I can listen to
3 minutes that someone sent you?
No, I listened to three.
I think he got
I listened to about 20 minutes because I listened to the whole buildup. You didn't open with it. You guys had nice back and forth before you crushed this guy. Which, by the way,
it was like 3 or 4 minutes in. Yeah. So it was early on.
I listened after, though, because they recovered.
Yep.
It's like 11. Yeah. Oh, but I do implore you, if you're listening to this, I mean, this is the ringer here. I mean, this isn't just my, Schmendrix to Luka Nation, right? I mean, who's it? Bill Simmons? This isn't even like a Colin Cowherd. This is like a level above that. This is like legit. So you guys listen to the whole episode. It was an hour and 14 minutes. Nobody listens. We're in segment society here. We're in clipping society. And obviously that was the take. That was the main one. So what was my point? My point was, I think pretty straightforward. It definitely came to it at the end. It was, why does somebody put a guarantee on a box, Jesse?
To let people know that it's for sure going to be there.
Because, Ted, I'm selling you a guaranteed piece of You want me to take in a box, I'll do it for you and I'll put guarantee on the side. But ultimately, why not instead sell a better product? That's a little Tommy boy for you. I know, Jesse, you're the non-sport fan. So that's a little Chris Farley right there.
I would like to go ahead and let you know, Cage, that this is a family-friendly show. Seriously? You will be bleeped.
Timmy, we're trying to have Timmy listen to this.
When we do our Chris Farley references, we clean them up for the children. So
you guys have an editor.
You don't think it's a good product? Here's my issue, though. No, that's like a $70 box. Product.
It's not. Yeah, okay. So that's a regular box, $70, and you're getting about $5 worth. Here's the point, and it's very easy. I only get one crack at Fanatics.
Okay.
I mean, I saw Michael Rubin at the show in Philly, and I didn't run up to him like a lunatic with a cameraman behind me so that I can post my picture. Oh, look, I had my time.
By the way, Matt, how desperate are some of the content creators in the space?
Did that happen a lot?
It is pathetic. Yeah. Oh. Hey, Mike, I just want to let you know, like, I saw you loop, swoop, and pull your shoelaces, and I have a camera friend here with me because my dad gave me some money, and I just want to say you were awesome.
Guys, it was pathetic. Guys, keep up the hard work. Keep trucking.
No, give up.
I spoke to him, and you know what I said? I said, thank you for allowing Ben Taylor to come on my show. And there's no camera of this. There's no footage of this. There's no nothing for that. Because obviously, you know, in your opinion, Ben got a little short end of the stick. But let me tell you the point. Yes. The point that I'm trying to make. It's very straightforward, I think. I love that Fanatics went out there and marketed. You have to market. Right. You have to mark. You have to put that stuff out there. You have to go out there and do it. And you know what I noticed this week, right before coming on your show? It's pretty funny. It's been like a 2-week gap. I'm in 7-Eleven buying a coffee and a bottle of soda. You know how I love my soda. Right. So I'm going to chuck this.
That's
how
I'm done. 2 liter of soda right there.
2 liter, man. No, I do a Whatnot show in an hour. I kill a whole 2 liter in the hour Whatnot show. It's a good time.
Smokes. Okay.
What is
he's chugging the 2 liter right now?
Anyway, over there. And you know what they have at the counter?
Series 1.
They have top Series 1 packs. Yeah, they have a jumbo box, Series 1 pack. So you can go and buy it for a couple bucks, you name it, right there. Which is great because I don't remember seeing that for a very long time. Like that hasn't been there probably in a long time. So I love it. And I love the marketing of it, right? But the point I was trying to make to Ben, if you stuck around the episode a little bit, was let's just say it worked. Let's say he did his job well.
I heard this.
Let's say he brought in new people. Let's say he brought in my neighbor, my cousin, my kids' Little League team. Because my son is talking about the boxy. Timmy's team, exactly. Sure. Little Timmy, man. Do your dogs like opening product?
My dogs have chewed up a couple cards for grading before.
Okay. They can have this. I'll send this to you.
Salvador. So, okay.
That's the thing, right? I mean, your fear was, oh my God, we market. Your kid, this is a dog toy for you. So this is why you like the product.
We market it. We bring these people
These new people come in.
Disappointed.
And they're going to open this product.
Right.
And they're going to look at this product and say, wait a second. What's Fanatics known for? Jesse, you don't even collect sports cards, right? But you do a show, you know Fanatics. Like if you, just an outsider to the sports card, would say Fanatics is coming in, what's one thing Fanatics, with all of the athletes, all of the connections, all of the things that Fanatics makes, what's the one thing you would think Fanatics would fix about a product?
I would want memorabilia pieces, some kind of patch and auto, anything like that.
Anything, right? Anything. Something that's an upgrade to... This was created specifically for Topps.
Right, so manufactured patches.
Manufactured relic in a jumbo box, right? So this is never saw a field, never saw a player. It is nothing. It is just a plastic chip that was created specifically for the product, right? The one thing that I'm trying to say, and look, maybe it'll happen. Ben did a great job of explaining behind the scenes what goes into this stuff and how they are making those changes. But right now, they're just using Julio Rodriguez and marketing the product and bringing people. What my fear was... is when they bring people, you know, you can talk about how great the restaurant is. You can advertise it. When you sit down to eat the food, if the food sucks, people are not going to come back. They're not going to stay. They're not going to enjoy their meal. That's the point. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, great, you did a great job marketing. You're going to get more people here. The product is at 7-Eleven. But when we open it up, it's not the value, dude. Like if this was a Salvador Perez hat that actually touched his head or touched the field, great. It's still not going to be worth much. But at least then you can say, look what Fanatics did. Look how Fanatics has changed this. They brought a relic to the product that because they're Fanatics actually has some bearing on the sport.
So my question, so let me throw this question back at you then. Because here was my issue with the interview. I did listen to the next few minutes of this, by the way, because I didn't want to just take it out of context totally. You guys say enough wacky crap I can take out of context. Andrew trying to argue with, you know, nobodies on YouTube is like the type of out of, anyways,
wait,
doesn't
don't
matter.
We do that all the time by playing YouTube clips and then you comment about them?
How dare you?
That's what we do.
I guess here was my thing, though. That Salvador Perez card is not like the marketed hit. They have game-used jerseys in that product. They have autographs in the product that are the chases. If that just happens to be the fifth, like, I just feel like you pointing that card out is the same as me saying to the Celtics, like, dude, I can't believe you paid Peyton Pritchard. It's like, right, but he's like the ninth guy on the bench.
I understand what you're saying. I understand. So $70 doesn't guarantee you an autograph in a hobby box, right? You get one hit, you get an autograph.
Oh, you get one or the other. Sure.
One or the other, right? So you're not guaranteed. Most likely you're getting one of these. I've opened a bunch of hobby boxes. You got a bunch of, like, you know, manufactured relics. I would say more often than not, that's what you're going to hit. And more often than not, that's what somebody who's going to go to a hobby shop is going to buy. It's not going to get fixed now. The point was, and look, is Ben, the marketing guy from overseas, the right audience for this? Probably not. But they're not going to give me a quality control guy. They're not going to give me a product guy. If they did, you know what I would say?
Same thing.
I'd say, Ben, you did a great job, right? Add a hobbyist to the equation every once in a while, right? And I'm not talking about a breaker, right? I'm not talking about somebody who's going to break en masse and be happy that one out of 10 boxes paid for the whole case. That's fine. I used to do that myself with UFC products, with Tops. So here's what I would say. And here's new, break it, ready to clip this behind the scenes, all right? I'd ask Ben, with this great marketing, you did Bob Ross Julio. They had Julio in the kitchen cooking up stuff. They had Julio all over the place. They spent days with Julio doing this ad campaign, right? Did any hobbyist sit down with them? Did they ask any hobbyist? And maybe they did this, but I'm gonna bet they didn't. Did they take pictures of Julio behind the scenes while they were filming this stuff? Did they actually do this stuff? Did they have him sign cards? Did they have a sketch artist there sketching Julio doing all this stuff? Did they have him wear hats? Where you, like, how about they got Julio dressed up as Bob Ross doing a painting? Like, do they have a redemption to give that painting away from the cartoon? Did they,
that's fair.
You know, are they going to cut up like Kobe's, you know, Santa Claus outfit card that everybody, you know, talks about at Christmas time? How about Julio? Bob Ross outfit, his painting stuff, cut that up, put it in cards. They have done unique stuff like that.
So you're looking
right?
for
like
a little, the, your point, then a little more innovation.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to market, then let's give you something to market. Let the marketing team work in a cohesive unit with the production team, right? Because you know what we have here in this hobby? We're the best hobby in the world, guys. We really do. We always have this. It's between collectors and flippers. It's investors versus people who just, I've been here before you, I'll be here before you leave. You know what would be great? If a company actually took both sides of the equation into account and made cards that were something people actually wanted to collect, and that's something were cool, you can get new people in, but also at the same time, something that doesn't have to be expensive, something that doesn't have to be such a heavy lift, but it's also something that a collector might actually enjoy. I love the Field of Dreams game when they put those corn stalks in the cards. Remember they did it with like Tops Now?
Yep.
So they have the ability. There's somebody there with a brain coming up with unique ideas. That's a card. Jesse don't give a shit about baseball, but he would actually collect that. That's a cool thing. It's kind of like the corn fields. Tim Anderson. Love it.
We got corn. We got street corn yesterday at breakfast. Let me just say this then. I'll be honest with you. I actually agree with every one of your points. I just think you missed the mark with the product. That is really the only issue I have with this whole thing. Because everybody in the hobby, yourself included, we don't care about Series 1 anyways. The only reason I think they use that product to market that heavily is because of the entry point and the price, which is great. And I still think you can get in. If I'm a new guy coming in and buying my kid a $3 pack and I get an Adley rookie, I'm happy anyways. Even in a $3 pack, if I hit that Salvador Perez manufactured thing, I guess that was my only issue. I was like, why are you picking on? Never mind the fact that you got a 4 foot tall hobbit from England that you're picking on. But I was like, why?
Answered every question.
He did. I hear you.
I actually like that.
That was my only thing. I was like, this is not the problem. If Five Star comes out and there's this type of gimmicky nonsense around it, we destroy it. We go absolutely go after it. Series one.
Right? I destroy it. People who are already in the hobby destroy it. Breakers destroy it. People who are expecting value for it destroy it. But if you go back, listen, I didn't wake up that morning, you know, pissing somebody's Cheerios and say, you know what, I'm going to go after Fanatics today. I'm going to go after Ben because he's the only person I'm putting in front of me. I'm going to crap on Top Series 1. A couple times during the episode, Ben said they marketed this product because this is the important release. It means so much. This is the, quote, flagship. And if you get this right, you can get other things right going forward.
Yeah, there's a disconnect and there. There's a disconnect there. You're right.
Can I just clarify, though? What was the box? Yeah, what was the box that you personally
Top Series read? One Hobby.
It was Hobby That's Box. A, okay. Yeah. So the box, though, that you're comparing to, like, say, the one at the gas station, if someone goes out and pulls one of those, and your point was that we needed more hobbyists in there to say, you know, let's have something worthwhile to pull from that box. I feel like if you did that, there's like you as a hobbyist might say that, but the other hobbyist might say, yeah, I don't want my good pulls in the gas station boxes. I want them coming out of the hobby boxes. So my thinking is if I'm like new to the hobby, especially if I'm like doing this for my kid, as a kid, when I collected, all I wanted was the players' names. Like I wanted the cards of the players. I didn't even realize that chases were autos, that the patches were a thing. Like I, when I got older, I realized that. So as a kid, I don't care. As a little bit older, if I'm an adult and I'm not in the hobby and I get something that's like a little plastic, you know, whatever you got on your card, I don't know. It differentiates it from something else. So I guess I'm, if I'm thinking from a marketing standpoint as a guy who's never been in the hobby before, and I have a card that's different than all the other cards, whether it's because it's a little plastic piece or a real life, you know, game used jersey.
He's chugging a chili, by the way. Are you seeing this?
Dude, let me just, I don't interrupt you in the middle. I was almost done talking. My point is that I don't think that the average, the guy who doesn't know anything about the hobby makes that big of a deal about it.
Jesse, you're the best. You are the show. Don't let this fool say anything other than that. All right. You're the glue that holds us together. All right. No, and he really is. But here's the key. Not a single word that you said is a lie. You're 100% right. The where you miss the mark on this is when we talk about hobbyists saying they don't want their good stuff coming out of these products, this Series 1, this low-end, this entry-level product. What we mean by good stuff is where the gray area is, right? Mm-hmm. The hobbyists, the breakers, the collectors, they don't want high-end hits coming out of that. They don't want RPAs. They don't want high value. And I think when you say good stuff, you're talking about value. So let's go through this for a second, right? If you have 5 minutes, right? They know they have Julio on the hook. They're paying Julio. They're doing all this stuff with Julio. What if they sit Julio in a room for a couple of hours and literally just put a million hats and t-shirts on the kid's head? Just like they do all the time, the Fanatic style of doing it. That way it's actually worn by, not an event. It doesn't have to be like at a game. I mean, you want to sit them down in a field? Great. Now, they can make a billion. Instead of Sal Perez, City Connect, they can manufacture a Julio relic that's actually been touched by Julio.
Sure.
Now, is that good stuff? I would say you and the folks out there who traditionally say good stuff as far as value, RPA, you name it, would say it's not. It's something that's going to go in the dollar box. It's something that's not going to hold any long-term value because there's just so much of it.
But new guy coming in seeing that is probably...
But more the kid who you're targeting, the person who's buying it at a gas station, who has a shot, even if there's a million of these things and it's got some... But for Fanatics, that's an idea that Fanatics can bring to the table with their connections, with their athletes, where it does both. It doesn't devalue the five-star product. It doesn't take away from what you're talking about, Mike and Jesse. It does provide some, quote, good stuff, even if it's not high-end value stuff. It's something that the kids' Little League team is like, holy cow, look, I got the Julio shirt. I got the Julio cap. I got the this, you know, and it has something more than just manufactured for it, even though it's not an expensive piece.
Yeah, so again, I don't disagree with the point. I guess the other thing, too, is in the same product that we're talking about, and by the way, we're not even getting paid by Fanatics, which is a joke. They should absolutely sign us
neither.
Up. Yeah, I mean,
well, they definitely not paying me. I went after them.
I'm actually okay with that part. The part about us not getting paid is a little more disturbing to me.
No, I'm a Panini man through and through, so bite your
that's
tongue.
That's true. I do love Panini. We're going to rip honors in a minute. Here's the only thing.
The Sally necklace had a Panini strap to it, just in case. You know, I represent everybody. You know, it's a top card.
Equal opportunity employer. I guess here's the other thing, too, though. I would say in response to that, like, lack of innovation, kind of the same thing we've always seen. Take out the whole marketing thing aside, they also did bring back the whole gold reverse set, which I thought was pretty neat for a cheap product. I thought it was cool. They're still doing the MVP buyback thing, which is, again, even as a breaker, it's not a sexy thing, but I'm like, dude, I pulled this literally happened the other day, 4 Goldschmidt base cards out of Sonic. And the guy, 3 days later, my buddy, this guy, Mike, a buyer of mine, was like, hey, look at this Devers card I just got. It was $80. I literally cashed. So there's that.
And they did marketing stuff with SGC to make sure that they're
done the SGC,
doing great stuff. So
the SGC cheap grading stuff.
There are people doing innovative ideas.
Right. And then even,
100%, guys.
And then even 100%. Like the follow back thing. So I guess I'm just like, I don't know. If next year we're having the same sort of like issues like this, I guess maybe, you know, maybe there's a little bit more merit to it. But even then, I'm kind of like, I don't know, how much more do you throw into this product? But I don't disagree. I will say the other thing, I did listen to more than 3 minutes. There still is a disconnect, at least a little bit there between, and maybe it's just between marketing and product, because the way Ben spoke about Tops, flagship is the term for Tops, a flagship rookie. But by no means do we mean that that is the product that sets the market for anything in baseball. Like, it is not flagship. Like, in other areas, other industries, like, hey, here's the flagship, the industry standard. That's not what anybody in the hobby understands Series 1 to be. We understand it to be the first rookies of these guys, but still on the super cheap low end. But there was kind of talk from him a little bit, like, we can't miss the mark on this. He made a few more remarks around, like, you know, on this release, we got to make sure we hit it.
Yeah, we get it right. Yeah. And then otherwise, we're going to mess up going forward.
But I was like, actually, that's not the case. You just put in like five good first rookies in there and people are happy. Like, this is not the product we got to kill it with. Bowman needs to come out and smash. You got to have a good checklist in Bowman, or it is way more detrimental to the market than anything that's going to happen in Series 1.
So two things there. One, to talk about Fanatics. So obviously you guys don't consume my content. There's too much, you know, content out there.
I try. You're on every day. It's ridiculous.
I know. Your Instagram.
Listen, we're—
take a break.
We're by the National, we'll have 1,000 episodes. So no slowing us down. And other shows. But, and by the way, because I didn't intro, it's Lucas, Tigers and Bronze, Lucanation Network. You find me, Cage, on that. That's on there. Sorry.
No. We'll make sure it's plugged in the description, too. Always.
I love you. But you guys are— I do listen to you guys. And if you did listen to some more of my stuff, Andrew and I did, about a week before Ben was on, talk about Fanatics. And he was like, oh, Fanatics should be doing so much more. And I went through exactly what you guys just went through. The buyback, I think, was amazing, especially because people are fearful that Fanatics is looking to kill the LCS. That buyback?
Just the opposite.
That's exactly the opposite. That's great for the LCS. I mean, I brought in cards to my LCS and got a box, you know, for, you know, and my son opened them and it was great, you know, and my LCS loved it and it brought more people in. And it's interesting, it's innovative, and who knows if it's going to work or not, but at least they're trying something. So I give them a lot of credit for a lot of the things they've done, you know, the grading with SGC, you know, I mean, all of that stuff, right? These are you try it out. If the market likes it, great. But, you know, I give them a lot of credit. I even give them credit for this. I mean, look, the Julio thing. I mean, half the people who collect don't know who Bob Ross is. Shoot.
I am actually embarrassed to say I'm going to raise a child in a world where Bob Ross isn't a thing. It's a shame.
Don't say that. People will always know Bob Ross.
So your overall point that I think is probably just, in general, you like what you see. In general, from Fanatics, you thought there was a swing and a miss on this product in particular.
So...
I'm trying to wrap this up. You see what I'm doing here?
Yes.
You catching my hand?
Yes, 100%. I'll give you a yes, but I mean, really just the 30 seconds.
Yeah, please.
I don't think there was a swing and miss from them for the product. It's just Fanatics needs to know that we're expecting more from them than we've seen in the years past, because look, they're coming out saying we're going to do 7 times more. Right, we're going to have this 10X great announcement. We're going to have this stuff. And if you're going to do all that stuff, well, then if this is the product that you're going to go out there and market like crazy, I would have loved to just see one little new thing in there, one idea that we can be like, all right, look, they're not fully there yet, but look at this and let's build on that.
I'm curious, did you get any response back from them after the show?
Michael Rubin punched him in the face in Philly. Why there's no video evidence.
He actually walked right past me and punched little Timmy.
Dude, how great would that be? Sign me up to get punched in the face by a billionaire, by the way.
Ruben,
listen, I'll give Ruben some credit. The athletes love him. So I was there with Philly.
And
I mean,
he's at a show.
There.
When's the last time, take them out of it. The fact that he is that involved, like I actually linked that, we've brought up SGC a few times. That was my liking of SGC in the first place. The fact that the president, now granted, he's a young guy, younger than the other companies, but like the Peter's like on hands-on and like involved and stuff. The fact that Ruben is kind of in charge of this too and is all over the place. I saw that and I'm kind of like, at least they are trying to be involved in the world. Mm-mm. I do like that part.
2 minutes behind the scenes from the Philly show, all about Ruben. So quick one. Number one, I know you guys, you know, it's tough. I talk a lot. I apologize. It's why it's the caffeine.
Well, your pace has increased as you've been sucking down Coke.
Well, because you're trying to end the segment. I could slow down, man. But I mean, I get it. I'm not welcome. So the different athletes, it's great. You see him interact with Maxi and he's loving it. And he's got his arm around him and Maxi's just signing. And he loves him. He's high-fiving him. And, you know, he moves to Tobias Harris. And, you know, it's not as lovey-dovey as it was with Maxi. And then George Niang is just hanging out with his boys on the side there. And George's like, hey, how come where's my hug? And he's like, because you're not working like the rest of them. Why are you not signing? You're just hanging out here with your boys. You know, he's giving his guys a hard time. It's pretty funny. More importantly, I watched Ruben for an hour with Joe Drelich, who runs the Philly show. And I don't know if you guys know him.
I don't.
But obviously, you know, a name in the hobby, you know, going to have a lot of input in the National going forward, you know, starting next year. And Ruben sought him out and sat down with him at a table, talked about the show, talked about what they do, talked about how they do it, talked about how they can improve it. Then went out onto the floor with him, walked around, talked to dealers, came back, talked to Joe. I mean, it was...
I do like hearing that, by the way. I do think that's important.
Like window dressing, this was not window dressing. It was somebody at the top level, the highest level of the company, clearly wanting to learn. And that was cool to see.
I like it. Well, there you go. That is Cage, Luca Tiger Braun podcast, correct?
That's right. Luca Nation, guys. Check us out. Any way you get your podcast.
Just shattering Timmy's dreams every day. Thank you for the time, Matt. We will rip you next week so we can have you back on the following week.
It'll be a nice little cycle. Cage. Thanks, man.
Awesome. Thanks, bro.
Take care, guys.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
All right, so there you go. As I always say, I like to take shots at people, but I do like to give them a chance to defend themselves. I still think it was a terrible take, but that's fine.
Terrible overall? I thought it was actually not bad after you explained a little
you're
more.
You're just missing the boat on Series 1. You cannot... that's my only problem the whole time.
My only thing... I think my biggest thing after he explained it was just, okay, solid points. I thought solid points. Maybe just not the right guy, but whatever.
Even that. His point, like, well, we may not get anybody else. I'm okay with that part. But you also got to think of a tie-in. By the way, we hit a Mountcastle Gold Auto. So...
couldn't help but notice you left that little one out.
That's okay.
Real quick nonsense update. We got a couple other things to talk about, but this doesn't need a whole segment. Just that there's been a little fatigue in the superhero media department, and I'm wondering if it's going to affect cards, comics, things like that. If you didn't see, the new Shazam movie came out this weekend. Absolutely did terrible.
I don't even know who that is. Shazam? Oh.
Yeah, it's like, his name's like Zachary Levi is the actor.
Is Shaquille O'Neal in it? What was that
That would
one
be called? Shazam, and I believe there are talks of a Shazam 2 in the works. I can't promise that. But as far as this goes, this is just a sign along with, I mean, granted, the movie, I wasn't interested to see it based on trailers. People are blaming marketing department, so it could just be that. But with this then Ant-Man underperforming as well, overall, it just gives the sentiment that maybe the superhero market is falling a little bit. So if you were in the market to spend some money on superhero stuff, maybe give it another month or two. I'd be interested to see how Guardians of the Galaxy 3 does and how the Flash movie does. Those are going to be real indicative because those are really big blockbuster superhero movies. And if those don't do well, then it may be time to get a little nervous.
Did you see Ant-Man? You saw that.
I did. Yep.
1 to 10?
6.5. I would, 6.5. I liked it. I think we talked about it briefly too. It just, there were parts where it was just like a little slow for me. And it, there was so much CGI.
I've never seen one of those. I told you. That's the one series of them I've
Paul,
never watched.
I just love Paul Rudd. He's hilarious. Like, he's just a great comedian.
I don't need him as a star, though, ever.
I'm okay with it in some roles.
I agree. I feel the same way about Will Ferrell. Speaking of movies, then we can get back on
you
cards.
You hate Will Ferrell, don't you?
As a star, I think he's the most over. Did you know the Oscars? Or was it not the Oscars, but the Academy Awards?
Uh-huh. That's the same thing.
Oh, happened last week.
You know what I love is, like, that is such a simple fact that it would be something I would say about, like, oh, did you know about the World Series? You know, the championship game of the MLB? Yeah, those are the same thing.
Well, I'm not on a show that is about movies. You are on a show that is
this
about
this is a sport. Nonsense segment, bro, so you just entered that world. What about it? What were you saying about it?
Talk about an event that that used to be thing when I was a kid. Like, I remember my parents, well, not my parents, they went over together when I was a kid. Aww. But I remember, like, my mom and dad separately, especially my dad. Like, people used to, like, watch that.
Yeah. A few years ago.
Nobody care. Is it just me or does nobody care about that anymore?
I used to watch it. Like, we'd watch it with another couple.
Did you watch a minute of it this week? This
no,
year?
That's the thing. It's like, it's gotten so political and it's gotten so, I guess, just like, it's gotten to a point where it's just not as entertaining to watch because you have to, like, it's not about the movies anymore. It's about, like, everybody's political views.
I heard Top Gun 2 was nominated for Best Film. That's the only movie I even heard of that was nominated. I got to ask Eddie. Eddie is young. Eddie's, like, 15 years younger than us, I think. I know we can't talk about age. It's, like, the worst thing in the world. Eddie, did you watch a minute of the Academy Awards this past
week? I watched all of it. I'm one of the few people that still loves
the
Oscars.
Did you really? Yeah. And again, you're, like I said, you're quite a bit younger than us. Anybody in your, like, group? Like, in your peer group, watching the Academy Awards or talking about it?
My friends and I are, like, super into movies. So we always... And then we saw, like, mostly all the movies that came out that were nominated. So for us, we usually talk about it. I'm the outlier in this situation, though.
Let me ask you, what won Best Film? Did Top Gun 2 win?
No, it's...
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
All at Once, yeah.
Never even heard of it.
I know you would
have
heard
of that.
What
else was nominated? Eddie, do you remember what else was nominated for Best Film?
Yeah, Top Gun, Avatar 2 was nominated.
Nope, didn't see it.
Oh, man.
But everybody else did. I take that away. Yeah, that's fine.
The Whale, wasn't that?
The Whale.
The Whale was nominated for Best Actor.
Oh, it was just Brendan Fraser.
Is it Brendan Fraser?
He did get that one. Okay.
I've not seen a second of the movie. I've heard of it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a number of movies that I had not seen, and I think that's another contributing factor, because I used to see all the movies that came out. Like, that, I was a huge movie buff. I still am to some degree, but yeah, nothing like I used to be.
That was just a random thought I had, but I was like, who cares?
You know what?
If
you're going to bring it up in any section of this show, this would be it. There was the last thing I was going to talk about, the nonsense hobby world, was that there is out there a Lord of the Rings card set, like a TCG card set, that, and it's funny that the guy who's put out a bounty on one of these cards is actually a friend of the developer of the app. There's a $100,000 bounty on the one ring. I think it's a one of one. It's just a picture of the ring. If you guys are into that portion of the hobby, go out there, start ripping packs looking for that ring, because there's a guy who pay you $100,000 for it. All right, there's your nonsense update. Before we got to new releases, I did want to talk about the PWCC auction last week on Thursday.
Massive SGC sales. I did see some of these. Go ahead.
I think it was $8 million total. It was a huge sale. The SGC sales that I alluded to in the earlier part of the show, talking about SGA, their Logo Man 101 set a new all-time record for SGA. It did 228,000. Card is absolutely insane as far as value goes.
Logo Men are awesome, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. That is my favorite NBA card, is a Logo Men card.
That was the biggest surprise of any of the ones on this list, by the way.
Oh,
modern basketball
so well.
Doing well in SGC holders is a great sign to me.
Well, what's funny is I put up, so after I heard about this, because there was a other one, there's a 1953 Willie Mays SGC8 that set a new record.
Yep,
there's a 61 Fleer Wilt Chamberlain SGC8 that set a new record. And these are all, like, what's interesting was that these cards are doing the same or in some cases better than their PSA counterparts as far as grades go. So I put up a poll online. Granted, you know, a lot of guys who listen to this, they do also appreciate SGC grading. And I was just curious, though, the general public, what do they think as far as is SGC grading pricing going up? 75% to 80% thought it is, like, as far as their experience of my card was worth this and now it's worth this in comparison to what PSA was, it's gone up in value. So that was the overall sentiment.
I did, by the way, I want to mention that 53 Mays, again, vintage baseball, this makes sense, but all-time high, SGC 8 sold for 186,000. The 61 Fleer, or Wilt Chamberlain rookie, SGC 8 did 66,000. What was weird about that is the PSA 8, like a month ago, only did 47.
47. Jeez. Oh,
not a bad thing. The other thing I want to bring up with SGC real quick, we had a guy in the his name was Joseph. He posted in the group, they damaged one of his cards at SGC. You know, can't believe it got damaged and whatever. It went from a grade of a 7 to a 5. And he's like, you know, it's never happened to any other company. I actually talked to him privately a little bit. I was fine letting him post, by the way, because just because people are sponsors, like they know that that's part of the deal coming in. Like I consider us media in this field, at least. So if you have something good, bad to say, you're always allowed to voice it as long as it's somewhat reasonable. He did kind of get destroyed in the comments because the compensation I thought they were going to give him was actually very, very fair. And they gave him the card because I saw him trying to sell it on a different site. And again, this is not a shot at Joseph at all. I thought he came across actually fairly reasonable. Although I don't know that there was anything they could have done to make him happy. Like,
that
was my one takeaway. I'm not taking a shot at the guy. That did just seem... The thought, though, that PSA or BGS would respond as quickly as they did is a fantasy. I will go to bat for them. You want to tell me a PSA card outsold an SGC card? Fine. You want to tell me your jumbo jersey auto looked better in a BGS holder than it did SGC? Okay, we can debate it, but fine. You cannot tell me that any one of the three major grading companies responds quicker than they do. That is the one thing I will go to my grave with right now. Their customer service is second to none. They offered fair compensation above even what the declared value was. Mm-hmm. And then it was an issue of, well, I just wanted the card. Right. The worst happened. All three of these companies, by the way, SGC included, damages cards probably every single day.
Yeah.
Issues happen.
I would think.
The overwhelming takeaway in the comments, though, which is why we work with SGC, is that they stepped up. They did as much as they possibly could do. It seems like a lawsuit was in threat, and so they blocked him. I got news for you. You threaten a lawsuit against SCN, we're blocking you everywhere, too. Like, that's the world we live in. But I was actually impressed with that post, by the way, was one of the most engaged of the week. Thousands of engagements on it. And I came away from it thinking like, yep, and that's why we work with them. Now, some guys were like, ratings are scam. I don't have time to reason with donkeys. Like, I really don't. Like, good for you. Put your tinfoil hat back on. But in general, the response was, yeah, they responded quicker and probably better than the other ones would have. And I actually stood by that. So
very cool.
Just to be clear, we work with SGC all the time. They're one of our biggest sponsors. When people have shots to take at them or have a bad experience, we will always allow those posts. And generally, that's how it works out, is after we see the response from SGC, it just reaffirmed why we work with them. So there you go. There's your puff piece.
Ooh, I love a puff piece.
You love puff.
I love puff pastry.
All right, let's new releases. We got to rip this box. We got a lot to do in the next couple minutes. Let's go.
Well, where do you want to start with new releases?
I only care about two of these.
What? You know what? McDonald's? Can we talk about the McDonald's thing real quick?
LeBron didn't sign in it.
Okay, so that's my question. Bronny was touted as being in this product. There's not a checklist, official checklist out yet. But I cannot see anywhere. I was told
by my sales rep he did not sign autographs in it.
You were told by your sales rep this. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very interesting. I don't know if he has cards or not,
but I was specifically told he does not have autographs.
Because I saw another post.
He may not have cards, by the way, but I know he doesn't have autographs.
He may have cards, is that what
you're saying? Not every card is an autograph in that set.
No. Yeah.
So he might have cards. Even that, though, I don't know. I know he doesn't, at least somebody I trust very much told me he does not have autographs.
Do the distributors get the checklist first?
Checklist, I don't know.
Because that's the only thing I'm trying to count.
For sure they would get.
And the sales sheet does show who's actually in the product?
At least some of it. And okay. He was pretty emphatic that he is not in it.
So that was kind of the point I was going to make, was that, and it's very interesting that you've got a guy who also saying it, but I can't find on like Dave and Adams, on Blowout, on several of these other sites, Cardboard Connection, nobody is saying that Bronny is in this. If you
that
start
was the whole
searching,
point of it, by the way.
Yeah, if you start searching, like you'll find stuff talking about it, but it was from a few weeks ago or a month ago from the Topps conference. So that's a big, big question there. Because I wanted some. I was going to go out and buy it. But I also was like, oh, this is actually a lot cheaper than I thought. It was like $170. And I just thought with Bronny being in it, it would have been even more. So
because we saw this years ago with the LaMelo thing. Like the family name came in. Like that's why LaMelo... By the way, my exact question, and I work with all the distributors, so I'm not going to tell you. Does he have base, autos, anything? He has nothing in the product then. Correct. I think he's going to be in it next year.
No base either.
That's
interesting. Okay. Well, breaking news, possibly, right here.
And they did. I thought they did announce he would be in it. So that's what was weird.
Well, they definitely... Okay.
He'll be in it.
Whether or
in
not
2024.
Yeah, whether or not they specified the year, I don't know. But according to multiple social media outlets, they're all saying the same thing. So that he was going to be in it. All right, so what did you want to talk about? Which product?
So Origins Basketball.
Okay, yep.
Origins is solid, depending on the price. Now, this is 2022, so new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's the price? Do you have pictures of this? Can you pull it up on the screen?
Yeah.
Is that too much of a...
No, no, okay, so I got you, bro. Here you go.
I'm used to doing the tech.
So we're doing... David Adams has got it listed at $410. Here's a few of the pictures. Let's see.
Couple autographs per, couple numbered cards, couple hobby exclusives. It's okay. At 410, it's a little bit more than I thought it was going to be. Although I will say that that's that one insert I was thinking of. That's why I wanted the images. That tiger eyes.
Yeah.
I would like to know the odds on those. I hope those are case hits because they're actually, that insert looks pretty cool.
I like the Don Gold, but yeah, the tiger eyes is even cooler. I'm just looking through some of these other inserts. Let's see. The odds on jump, tiger.
And obviously the patch autos are awesome. Like that's one of the better things in there. There you go. Tiger eyes right there at the bottom. Stop moving for just a sec.
Doesn't actually say.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know then. But I do like the look of the product. I would never buy a box of this personally, but I would absolutely buy into breaks of it. $400 is too much for this draft class, for a personal. High on this as a break.
Okay.
I'll call it a B as a break, a D minus as a personal.
For the, do you think the insert's going to be hot, though, the tiger eyes? That would probably be the...
I think, but I'm not, you know, I'm wrong about crap all the time. If I'm looking at this, though, I know the patch auto is going to sell well. I know the other stuff's going to do what it does because it's traditional. That new insert set, I think, is cool.
Okay, cool. What was the next one you wanted
Obsidian
to go to?
Obsidian Football.
Okay, got it.
I actually think, I have not looked at this except for, I haven't looked at pricing at this at all. I'm interested at this one because in general, every year, I think this is a little bit overrated because the price comes out too high. Now I'm a little bit curious as to what the price is because we've seen the trend with 2022 football. It's stupid cheap.
Pricing is $500 a box.
Oh, so last year's is $600. So this is too high.
Yeah, for that for this draft class,
Still break it though. Just to be clear, I still like it as a break product. Again, F minus as a what's lower than F minus on a report card? That's the grade I would give this as a personal. It's way too expensive for a personal.
I do kind of like these inserts though. Like
I actually like the look. My one knock has always been the sticker autos. The inserts themselves, I don't like sticker autos, especially on the acetate finish.
Okay.
I think it's an awesome looking product. I think it's a little bit. It's $500 on Blowout. I'd be curious what this comes out with on Panini's website.
Yeah, well, that's what we found with Prism last.
I was going to say, lately, everything's been cheaper. Just go to Panini. I don't know why people even buy from the other guys right off the bat. I would literally just go right to Panini every time.
Aiden Hutchinson's shield card looks pretty cool. They do have, what is this? The Color Blast? What version of Color Blast is it when it's like a all?
I don't actually know what that's called.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Like a space Color Blast looking card.
Is it the Aurora?
Is it the Supernova?
Oh, it's the Color Blast Black. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Again, I like the product. I think it's cool. It sells okay. That price is too close to last year's for me to be on board with.
But breaks?
Origins, by the way. What is... So, yeah, breaks I like it with. Sorry, I'm looking up on the Panini website. They haven't released the price yet of Origins. It's on here, but it's like coming on release day, which is 2 days. I'd be interested to see what Origins hits. Like if Origins goes on there for $300 and this stuff is $400, I just buy a box there.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, okay. Sorry, I'm wasting time now. I don't see Origins on here. Excuse me. I don't see Obsidian on the website at all yet. Also not on the website. The box we're going to rip here in a minute. Honors is not on the website anymore. I wonder if they sold out.
Typically, it's only gone once they sell out. That would be my guess. So I am curious, though, the Donruss football factory set, that's never – I know we typically don't talk about that much.
Yeah. Especially a set like this. It's probably cheap. If you want to buy it – if you're buying that set, there's no reason to do anything with it. Like, you buy that just to keep it in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
If in a couple of years it's a great draft class, bust it open, see who the big rookies are then, and then grade it.
By the way,
it's not anything you do much with.
Not that we know much about this, but we'll have Jason Flynn back on here in a few weeks. But there is the Panini Prism Premier League soccer hobby box that comes out as of Wednesday, or I'm sorry, Friday.
That's when they kick the thing. They kick the ball.
Supposedly. By the way, Tyler, our buddy Tyler, went to a game here in Nashville. Tyler Hernandez.
Oh, Hernandez.
Yeah.
Tyler with an O, sure. Tylor.
I'm sorry. That was my bad. He said that he is officially a soccer fan after going to his first game. I do think we should go to a game.
No.
Not even one?
I just don't care.
But I don't think he did either until he went. And then he
I don't trust
changed.
His opinion on sports.
There was the other product, 2022 Topps Gold Label. Didn't you want to talk about that?
This is the only one I'm breaking all week. I think this is a, give me the price first of all.
$100.
Yeah.
Seven packs per box, 5 cards per pack.
1 gold-framed auto per. Here's your look, by the way.
Gold frame auto. Is that similar to the gold frame that I have on that? Did it look the same? Okay.
The other thing this has, so first of all, I did stop looking at one point, but I know Witt, Torkelson, J-Rod. I got to see if Wander's in there. I saw O'Neill Cruz for sure, and I'm not sure about Pena. Again, 2022 baseball. This is a stupid loaded product. How much was last year's? Can you pull up 2021 gold label? Because that's where I'm at with 2022 baseball. We're not going to see much of it. This is also the last year of it, so you'll never have J-Rod in there again. The inserts and the parallels always do well. The class 2, the class 3, the black, whatever, you know, the black labels, the red labels. And when you have a checklist this good, I just think it's a stupid cheap product. And yes, Wander's right on the sales sheet. So Wander has the base, all the inserts, and he does not have autographs.
2021 was $90, so 10 bucks cheaper.
So Wander has, I lied, Wander has some of the autos, but not the base auto set. This is a dumb cheap product, dude. The checklist is insane.
The Topps Gold Label, besides the gold card, what other cards are you looking for? So you're looking for
the SBs, like the class 3.
Just the short print, okay.
But again, for your rookie class, J-Rod, all-star. Reed Detmers, not a bad consolation prize. Cal Raleigh is a decent rookie. Brandon Marsh, Jaron Duran are both decent. Mackenzie Gore is solid. I mean, shoot, Joe Ryan's even okay. You've got some crap in here as well. Hunter Green's solid. CJ Abrams I like. Bobby Witt's obviously a star. Nick Lodolo is actually very good. Louis Gill, those all shipped to my buddy Hobson, just because. Torkelson, star. Bryce Stott, very good. It's loaded, dude. Royce Lewis again. Alec Thomas, both studs. O'Neill Cruz is a star. Wander's a star. I think people are really, really sleeping on this product. I honestly do.
Have you ripped a lot of this in the past?
Yeah, it's always like a very cheap, underwhelming product because the checklist is kind of garbage.
But this year. Okay, cool.
The only guy I don't see on here is Pena. That's the only big rookie it seems to me is missing. Although I wonder if Suzuki is as well. I'm surprised. They've done this with Jeremy Pena a few times where they've left him off. Yeah, no Jeremy Pena. Oh, Suzuki does have stuff for the Cubbies, which I like him. Yeah, I'm all in on this product. That is a big note. Pena's not in it, so be careful with the Astros.
Okay, cool.
I think that's an A-plus to rip and break. The price makes it so much more affordable. I don't think you're getting crushed.
Yeah, are you going to just try and sell personals? I would be in.
I'm going to do a couple full case breaks. Oh. I'm also going to try to find more product to buy.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think it's a good product.
That leads us often to mailbag, right?
Did I get to rip this box?
There. Oh, we
I
do have...
send it to us. I do want to rip it.
So there's not any giveaway or anything like that in this.
Buy your own box.
Oh, there. Just as a note, if you haven't already, I think we're going to leave it up one more day. That Mint Collective, we're giving away another box of Mosaic Basketball 2021, or was it 20? No, it was 21.
Yep.
21 Mosaic Basketball.
The good year.
If you go to our Twitter or Instagram, you can still enter. But this is going to be the last day, and then we're going to choose winners tomorrow. That comes with the top four guys are going to get tickets to the Mint Collective, which is 2 weeks from now. So there you go.
Need cards to hide these with. Don't look.
Oh, how are we splitting up who's getting what?
You want to, you call left side or right side?
I'm left-handed.
So my left.
So right. No, left. Yeah, left. Right.
Damn. Turn the camera. We're supposed to be filming this.
Oh, crap. Yeah, hang on. All right, so if anybody wants to actually see what we're doing, we're going to film this later. Actually, why don't we do this? Why don't we just do it and have Carlos cut right to the final results? Okay. But for this, we'll spend just a second.
Yep. All right, so we're back. Your hit recap. I got the Joe Mixon hand numbered 3 out of 14 on an Origins card. Jesse got a Kenneth Walker rookie auto out of 49. He then got, we split the base pack as well. He got a John Michie III. Rookie numbered out of 75. That's a solid hit.
Shut up.
That is not bad.
Shut up.
I then proceeded to pull a Kenny Pickett blue cracked ice numbered out of 15. So some of us did okay. Some of us did okay.
Every freaking time.
I just wanted you to pick because I was like, if I picked the right one, and he's going to hate me even more. Now, yeah, at least I'm fair. Okay with you hating yourself. I don't need you hating me.
That's fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So there you go.
I would like you to find out what that card is valued at.
This?
Yep.
After I grade it and sell it for $3,000, mm-hmm. I'll let you know.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool hookup from Panini. I don't know. I'll probably give away the mix. I don't have much to do with it, so.
Just give it to me. You don't need it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem fair to the audience. Okay. Mailbag, and then we can get out of here.
All right. Your mailbag for the day comes to you from Facebook. Real quick, there is one other question that is not from the Facebook. Okay. It was from a Facebook Messenger. The question came to us from a gentleman by the name of, pause for effect, Christopher Weber. Chris Weber wanted to know.
The Chris Weber?
Are you best buzz with Chris?
Do you know Chris Weber, the name?
No.
Okay.
He reached out and we became best friends. He wants to know if you are going to the Mint, what is the best day to go? This was not a planted question, even though we are going to the Mint.
Friday, Saturday. Those are the 2 days for sure. I don't know which one's better.
Well, I think it also, like we've talked about before, it depends on what your goal is. If you want good deals, though, Sunday's typically, of any card show, is typically the best day. But you're also going to miss out on something you might actually be really wanting. So there's that. Here's my advice. Go every day. All right. Thank you very much, by the way, Christopher. I did a good thing.
Less than 2 weeks away, by the way.
I know. I said that earlier. Ruben Mitchell. Mike, what's the first wax you want to rip with your son and why?
Oh, that's a good question. 2000 Flair Showcase. My product as a kid.
You're already planning this out.
I haven't planned now that I'm thinking of it though. Yes.
But that's it.
Okay. That's what I want to rip.
Ryan Martinez, mailbag. So he wants to know, buy, sell, hold these classes. 2019.
What sport?
Well, sorry, there's two different ones. 2019 basketball class. 2020 football class, 2021 football class.
Again, explain the rules. Do I have to use each one of these designations once?
It sounds like that's what he wants you to do, but... Okay,
that's what we'll do then.
Okay.
I have to sell one of them. I'm probably selling 2020 football. It's still high. I mean, I like Burrow, but Herbert stuff is way overpriced in my opinion. Jalen to Justin. Like, it's a great class, but it's also very expensive.
Did you hear that, Eddie? Herbert stuff's over. We were talking about that while you were in the bathroom earlier. Do you want to talk about that? Or... No.
It happens, bro. Pre-workout. Yikes. Let me think here. I take it back. 2019 basketball I'm selling. I don't believe in Zion. He still has a little bit of value, though. Ja, I like, but long-term, I'm not sure. So I'm selling that. What was the other one? 2020 football and what?
2021 football. Oh, both of them. 2020 and 2021 football.
Oh. So I got to hold one and buy one?
I'll tell you what. We can change the rules around if you don't feel comfortable.
Don't say it again.
Dare. Shouldn't
talk about it. Then, yeah, just because of the upside right now, I would sell 2020, even though I think it's a generational class, and I would hold 2021.
Okay. Noah Halinga.
I'm switching. I would sell 2021 because Trevor Lawrence is crazy hot. Justin Fields has spiked recently. Trey Lance is still. I'm selling 21. I'm holding 20. Next.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. You got in his head now. Noah Halinga.
Here's what I'd like to.
What do you think of Leaf exotic autos of kids who are still in college or college commits? Are they worth getting and holding until they are drafted?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that Leaf. Leaf has its place for cheap stuff. Like Leaf Metal Draft coming out this week is probably okay because it's cheap. But here's the other problem I have with Leaf. Brian Gray, the owner's on Whatnot, selling his crap for cheaper than he sells to distributors for right now.
Is that true?
Yeah, like he goes on to like these blowout sales. I have no more use for that company. Yeah. I don't like him anyways. He's the big mouth who was running his mouth to me in Vegas at the industry summit. You know, I've got 50,000 in the suitcase. I guarantee that Panini is sold to Fanatics. Like, just yelling like a maniac. And then when you call him out, like, nothing. So send me the 50 grand, you donkey.
Do you think he's going to?
I can't stand. He was also the one, like, if I came on your podcast, I'd triple your ratings. I was like, hey, sweetheart, this isn't one of these shows on YouTube that goes from 12 to 36 viewers because you joined. Like, we actually have a big audience, and most of them are like me. They probably don't like you because you're arrogant. I have no use for that guy.
There's been some beef between the two of you for a while, isn't
there? I can't stand him. He's an arrogant clown who literally just, every move he makes, he was the guy sitting on the Women of the Hobby panel explaining how he's like helping women. Like, hey, if somebody's asking a woman a question, I don't need you to speak for him.
Yeah, but what do you think about him?
Oh, though? I cannot stand that guy. I've got 50,000 bucks. I guarantee you. It was his sources too. He was the same idiot who had sources SGC was getting sold
don't
years
say
ago.
Idiot. That's not
no,
nice.
He is brutal. And he's terrible to listen to, by the way. Never says anything that's
okay,
factual.
Okay, I apologize. I take it back. No one is that
I'll
terrible.
I'll keep going. He is.
Oh. AJ Dolce. I'm looking to purchase a Roki Sasaki card. Any suggestions on what to chase? I'm going to go ahead and help you out here because I didn't think you were going to know anything about it. So he is on the Japanese NPB, which is Nippon Professional Baseball League. So as you probably know, the WBC is going on right now. They're playing Mexico. They've gone pretty far. Apparently this guy's doing pretty well.
Does he have legit stuff already? Rookie
stuff? There is a 2021 Topps NPB hobby box. You can go to, I think Dave and Adams has them for like $120. You can go out there and get yourself a box for $120. I thought, especially with the whole team doing so well. But you can go out to eBay, but that would probably be the product if you're wanting a suggestion on a product, because I don't believe there was one earlier than that. He does apparently have a 2022 Bowman rookie card. But the 2021,
that's the one to get done.
Oh, not the 2021 Topps rookie.
I mean, the 2022 is Bowman. The other one's like an off-brand Topps. I would go with the Bowman then. It's probably his first.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Interesting. Good research, but I did not know who that was.
All right. Next up we have got, the only thing with the Bowman is that it doesn't say first on there. So it makes me question if that is actually it. Here, I'll show you real quick before we go on.
Spell this guy's name for me.
There you go.
Sasaki Roki.
Mm-hmm. See, that's one thing I do hate about eBay is like people can put anything in there and they'll list like every product out and then it won't be any of the products.
That is funny. So his base Bowman card from 2022, though, the Chrome is selling for $15 to $20 now.
Yeah, these are like all recent sales. But they're not his
first.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
Oh, that's... Well, maybe not. That says 2022 Bowman, but that is Bowman.
I do know the one that sold for the most was the 2021 Topps, the one that I mentioned, that MPB.
Yeah.
Sold for like $25 yesterday. So.
This is saying Bowman NPB as well, though. I didn't know Bowman made that SKU. Doesn't matter. Moving on. This is much, much more time than we need to spend on that one. I apologize.
It is interesting. I had no idea that Topps was putting out this Japanese product, so...
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, with the fact that you have so many players coming over here, you might be able to pull like a rookie there that now plays in the U.S.
Fair.
All right. Next question up. We have got Gene Belschner. Wait, isn't that the name of a guy from Bob's Burgers?
I don't know.
Gene Belcher. This is Belschner.
I'm really flying through this.
What equipment do you recommend for someone getting ready to start selling on a live stream? I'll handle this one.
Yep.
You're going to want a live stream cam, preferably something with at least 1080p capability. I think a Logitech 920 or 930.
920 is what I roll. Thank you.
That's a cheap, decent one. Uh-huh. If you can spend a few extra bucks, get the Brio. I think that goes up to 4K. Also, a decent microphone. A Blue Yeti seems to be a good standard for most guys. You also, well, I mean, I did that help
microphone.
You with all these
you set the whole thing up. That microphone's phenomenal, by the way.
That's a solid microphone for anybody. Like this, what we use on the podcast, you're not going to sound like this necessarily. This is even better audio, but you don't need it for live streaming. So you have those two things. The other thing is just your setup. If you're on any other platform besides ours, you probably can't do a horizontal shot anyway. So you're just going from your phone. Oh, wait. Yeah. If you're going from your phone, you can't do any of this stuff anyway.
There are add-ons that some people use to their phone. A cheap way, though, and one thing I've noticed makes a difference is just using your headphones, using like iPods.
Yeah.
AirPods, whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay. There you go. Well, he did say selling on live stream. He didn't necessarily say on one of those. Jeffrey Ng. So this is not Jeff Ng. This is Jeffrey Ng. We apparently have two of them spelled completely different. Okay. He says, my son pulled out my card collection around Christmas time from my parents' house, and I've been catching up myself on how much the hobby has changed in the last 25 years. Could you explain more what you mean by verified sales? When you're going through the sales history on a card, you'll ask, was the sale verified? And I'm trying to figure out what that means and how that works.
The simplest breakdown is if you see a card that sells for $20, every time it sells, $19 to $22. And then there's a buy it now for $50. And then you look at card letter and there's no green check. It means the sale is not verified.
If you're not familiar, card letter is one of the best resources out there for grading costs, comps, and things like that.
Not even just grading, just for any kind of comps.
Well, yeah, raw too, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it's overall the principle behind it is if there is a crazy outlier sale for some reason, if I see cards after that, or if I see the same card has been reposted, like you'll see that a lot on other websites, they report cards that don't actually go through. So a card says $100, buy it now, and it will list it as a sold card. Well, then I'll go back and see the exact same card relisted on eBay. It means it wasn't a verified sale. So a lot of companies just are not thorough with vetting sales. That's why we use Card Ladder, because they do, because I'd like to know what is actually selling and what is actually being paid for.
And this is just an easy plug. Go to sportscardsnonsense.com under card services. There's a link that gets you 15% off if you want to use their services. There's a free version, but if you want to use their full in-depth tools. Adam Sick Miller.
You're an in-depth tool. Like, that's a joke. Okay.
All right. Adam Sick Miller.
Where do we go from here?
I'm starting to look at mid-range one-of-one cards. Which brand one-of-one are the most respected?
Licensed product one-of-ones for sure.
Okay. He says, I'm specifically considering 2021-22 football rookies.
What brands? I mean, only Panini makes licensed football. So, I mean,
National Treasures.
Of course. Prism, if you want to go. But, I mean, you know, those are going to be more expensive. I would stick with hobby brands. I would say that.
Okay.
Like, I don't want the knockoff Prism, Black Disco, or whatever the retail SKU is. If you're going to go one on ones and you're going to, you know, put some time and effort into it, stick with hobby exclusive brands.
Okay. Cool.
I guess that's kind of a general. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Let's see. Brian Bulaga Fasmuth, I always butcher your name. Does WBC mean anything to the hobby?
I mean, it certainly does. Look at some of these prices. Like, even this Sasaki guy, I guarantee a couple weeks ago his cards weren't selling like that.
Yeah.
We saw similar bumps with Otani even. And then who was the guy a couple weeks?
I wrote down his name.
Dude came out of nowhere.
The Mexico team. Yep. Oh, you had another guy too.
Yeah. I mean, point being, absolutely. Like, guys are definitely paying attention and the market's being affected by it for sure.
Let's go on. John Boren, what percentage of the Facebook group is unaware that it's associated with the podcast? Well, ever since 60. We got the At Everywhere feature, more people know now, but they're not happy about it.
We literally use that twice a week, by the way. And other people can't even use it in the group. That's what's funny, and people lose their minds.
The At Everyone in Facebook group. If you're not familiar with it, it just tags everybody in the group. People don't seem to love that.
We use it twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays, one time each of those days when the podcast drops. And people lose it. I would say 60% of people still don't know it, though.
You think 60? That many?
I do.
Wow. Okay. John has another question, but it's group related. We'll come back to you another time, John.
A couple more.
Johnny F.
Oh, when are we doing? Here's my question, by the way. It is late. Do you know it's 12:30? How long have we been recording this stupid show?
Well, you had that break and then Cage's thing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Here's my question. When are we doing another live show?
I told you I wanted to try and get one in. It's been almost exactly a month, so
okay.
We can maybe do one this week or next.
Done.
Next week is when we go to the Mint, next so week's that's brutal. Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe Wednesday.
Let's do Wednesday night.
Okay. Mike Molesky.
Can we have the call in set up for it again? I like the live calls. You know, radio.
It's not really a setup. It's just they just call my phone.
I was thinking, can we get the internet thing where like multiple people can call in? That service I was telling you about, maybe I didn't fully explain it to you. It's like they call a generic number, so we can have guys on hold so you can see how many lines are actually in there.
No.
We can talk about it later.
We can't.
Oh, no, we can't.
No.
Okay. No, you don't understand.
I mean, if we're doing this like full time, if we like the Ringer dropped us, then yeah, we'll do that. But the Ringer would never do that, so why would we change?
I'm thinking about it after
that. Mike Molesky, I'll be exhibiting at my first card show in a few weeks. I've got a ton of inventory. I always hear how popular the low-end quarter/dollar boxes are.
Every time.
If I list some baseball cards, can you tell me whether you'd place them in the quarter or dollar box, $2 box? He has four cards.
No, comp your stuff. Absolutely. That's rule number one. Comp and know the values of your stuff. I'm not trying to be mean, but that is literally card show 101.
It's funny. They're all like, it's a Trout, Otani, J-Rod, Marcelo Mayer.
Great guy. I hope hope the show goes absolutely well. I hope you absolutely murder it. Look up the values of your cards. That is one of the most important things. And that is
it is a good example.
That is the footwork, so to speak, of the card show.
Fair enough.
Next.
Chuck Businski.
Okay.
Besides the fact CardLighter is a sponsor, what's the difference between CardLighter and Market Movers?
Accurate sales. They track your collection better. And I literally just trust their pricing more than any other app out there, period. Well, and to me, that makes a difference. When you buy and sell as much as I do, like I've been on a singles kick again. I probably spent $5,500 yesterday. It means a lot. Did the card legitimately sell for this number or not? If it didn't, it's going to cost me money.
I haven't checked recently, but I can't imagine it's changed much. When I said pricing, I meant just like the cost of their full tool. It's much cheaper on CardLighter.
$12 a month as opposed to $50, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
There's absolutely no chance I'm going to get this name right. Zelko Blagojevic.
Nailed it.
I'm sorry, ZB. Man. I'm really sorry. He says, greetings from Austin. With the NBA season 2022-23 cards starting to roll out, what rookies besides Paolo, Benedict, and maybe Chet do you believe will have significant value in the hobby?
Keegan Murray, I think, has a chance. Like, that team is actually playing really, really well. He's the one guy. I'm like, man, they could make some noise in the playoffs. Could.
Dang it. Are you selling that for me? That's the only one I had. I looked up some other guys, but his team is the only one.
Only one playoff bound. Here's with the contributing problem. Minutes.
None of them are doing all that great anyway. Right. Even Ben Caro.
Yep. But that team's garbage.
But if you're going, if any chance, you have to go with the team, and that's the only team.
Yep. I agree.
I guess Thunder has a chance. Jalen Williams, but it's, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. Will Winters. Mike, how's your sign of the time set coming? Are you missing any?
Who are you missing? I'm still missing like 12. I haven't made a purchase. It's weird though. The names that I'm missing, some of them are not even big names. I'm pulling up my set. I've got I love my Google Sheets. Oh, all right. So here's the names I'm missing. Charlie Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Drew Bledsoe. That's a nobody. Dan Marino, I'm missing, and people want too much. Ed Too Tall Jones, again, that just doesn't come up. Joe Montana, actor and quarterback. Another weird one, the John Riggins card. He was an old running back for the Redskins. Mm-hmm. They were the Redskins, and I know we can't say that anymore now, apparently.
Well, that's don't make a big deal.
That's a cheap auto, but you just never find it, so it sells for more than it should. Junior Seau's another one. He has like a cult following. Seau cards sell for a lot. I bought the Jack Youngblood card, the defensive lineman for the Rams. Mm-hmm. It was like $15. It showed up. It was so destroyed when it showed up. I was like, I'm not even going to leave feedback. I was just so irritated. I threw it away. So I still need that. Marcus.
You should have left feedback.
Yeah, no. Marcus Allen, I need. Roger Staubach. That's a decent sized one. Terrell Davis never comes up. And Vinny Testaverde. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11. So 12 total out of the 30.
You are sitting on any of them.
Yeah. So those are the
Hit
ones.
The boy up.
I have it out of my saved eBay search. By the way, I just realized you are not reading the eBay thing before our shows anymore. I don't hear that anymore. What if they dropped us?
Oh, really? I don't think it was on every episode, though.
Here's what's weird, though. Like Jim Brown, which is the best auto in that set, in my opinion. I have a PSA 10 because one of our listeners hooked me up with it. Like those are all over the place. Peyton Manning, Unitas even. Those guys you will see. But like Drew Bledsoe right now, zero currently listed on eBay. I think some of them were just shorter printed. Than others, and they're just hard to find. So yeah, I've really slowed down there.
Are you going? How much are you willing to spend on the rest of that?
I mean, I'll pay the market rate. So for the rest of those 12, probably mm-hmm. off the top of my head, $600 to $800, I would guess. Because some of those, like the Bledsoe's, probably $20 or $30.
Okay.
Ed Too Tall Jones. Some of them are cheap. The Montana and Montana Marino Staubach, I'm guessing, are $100 to $150 each in that range.
Okay.
The Seau's probably a little bit more too, just because.
Yeah, I was just curious how dedicated you would be to finishing that set. But
I'm dedicated because I've got a lot of the big ones. Mm-hmm. I've got the Jim Brown as a PSA 10, which is a massive card. I've got the Unitas as a 9/5/10. I've got the Randy Moss already, which is a huge card. It's hard to find.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of the big ones, and I'm already 2/3 of the way there. I've got the Drew Brees rookie. Now it's just a matter of because I'm never going to sell it, I'm kind of like, well, I'm also not going to now just rush and overpay for one. I refuse to do that for a set. So, yeah. But I'm in. If you have some, let me know. Also, by the way, I'm getting back into selling big time heavy with the repack, with singles. So if you're looking to sell your singles, I will make this the simplest pitch of all time. I'm paying 75% of comps. If that's way too low and I'm a scumbag flipper, that's fine. But that's what I'd pay. Raw or graded, I only ask that they are big names of baseball, basketball, and football. Something that if you pulled from a pack, it's a name you'd be like, oh, yeah. And you would at least be able to think of something for that guy. I don't want prospects. I don't want the B-list rookies. Like, give me like a Greg Maddux card or a J-Rod card. Like, that is the type of range. A Larry Bird to a SGA.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go, people. And that's our show. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you to Cage. Thank you, Jesse. You want to go ahead and close this out?
Sports cards. There's an S there. Nonsense brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. We'll be back on Thursday, and apparently we'll be back Wednesday with a live show. So we'll see you there. Goodbye.